Jack Boyle, who ran the cellar door in Georgetown, brought me to the D.C. area, and we started working in memorable, memorable days of Meriwether Post in the old days.
Born in Mississippi in 1946, Jimmy Buffett cut his teeth in Nashville and New Orleans with Jerry Jeff Walker and Jim Croce mentoring his early singer-songwriter hits.
Yeah, well, I wish I had a pencil and mustache, and I could solve some mysteries.
After busking in Key West, Florida, he honed his signature style of tropical tunes.
Most of the songs that I write are autobiographical. Some of them are made up. I never tell what's what. But I was so lucky just having that much material out there that has affected people in a positive way with a little release from the tediousness of daily life.
Grapefruit, a bathing suit. It's those changes in my attitudes, changes in attitudes. Nothing remains quite.
His legions of fans were dubbed parrot heads, fueling a billion-dollar empire of drinks, restaurants, and resorts all named after his iconic hit, Margaritaville.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
There's different levels of parrotheadism, I would say.
Oh, yeah?
It depends on costumes and things of that nature. But as a child of the Mardi Gras, I love costumes. And I'd always wonder why we were getting away with this in the middle America, and I realized that it was like based on my love of Mardi Gras, and you had to have a couple of days off.
Remembering Jimmy Buffett, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.